Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sally. I'd like to welcome you back to another fine two-hour session of Modern Mainstream Jazz on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. And we hope you stick around for the next 2 hours. We've got a nice lineup of tunes to play for you. Bill and I have been poring over our CDs for hours in anticipation of the show, and so I hope you're going to really enjoy it. Tonight, my portion of the show is going to be devoted to the Woody Herman Big Band, First, Second, and Third Herds. Woody Herman was a clarinet player in the Isham Jones Big Band in the 30s. Isham Jones made so much money on his royalties from writing his tunes that he retired. And so the band decided to stick together, and so they elected Woody to front the band. And he had kind of modest success as a band that was called the Band That Played the Blues. And they struggled along, did fairly well for several years. And he finally put together a band in 1944 that included people like Mushuaka Zonlie, Pete Condoli on trumpet, Bill Harris on trombone, Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Ralph Burns on piano, Dave Tough on drums. And it later became called the First Herd. And so I'm going to play one of the early tracks from the First Herd. It's a Ralph Burns composition, a little swinger called Apple Honey. The Woody Herman First Herd, one of their first recordings on the Columbia label, February 1945. Ralph Burns' arrangement of a tune called Apple Honey. You heard Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Bill Harris on trombone. And surprisingly, at that point, he had a female vibist that you heard that was Marjorie Himes.
I'm going to play something from an anthology entitled Jazz at the 19th Hole, and it features about 20 different cuts. So I'm going to play Keeping Out of Mischief now with Ruby Braff and his New England Soundhounds. And there's not much in the way of liner notes to know who is playing in the band behind Rudy, but let's listen to their version of Keeping Out of Mischief Now.
Thank you.
as Ruby Braff doing Keeping Out of Mischief Now, and that's something I've tried to do my entire life, not always successfully.
No, I think you failed a couple times. only twice. I think it was in 53 and once in 68. I'm not sure what it was. It's close to that. Okay, I'll continue our salute to the Woody Herman Herds. We're working on the first herd now, which was around from 44 to 46 before Woody was just exhausted with that band going cross country and took some time off. But now we're going to do something called Goosey Gander. It was cut in March of 1945 in New York City. Here's Herman's first herd. Goosey Gander by the Herman First Herd. There's some high note trumpet work there. It's either by Pete Condoli or Sonny Berman. And the introduction was played by Woody himself on clarinet.
I'm going to play a trio sound of Monty Alexander, backed up with Ray Brown on bass and Herb Ellis guitar, doing a tune entitled Straighten Up and Fly Right. Thank you. obviously live. It's from the CD from the 19th hole. Featured Monty Alexander, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar. Usually a rhythm section has a drummer, but in this instance, I think Herb made up more for it as playing it with the guitar. I'm going to turn this over to my companion here and ask him to explain to you the difference between an orchestra and a herd.
A herd was a name that was attached to the Herman Band by the critics and the fans. It was something that was not released on their commercial recordings, they were not billed that way in the orchestra halls or the dance halls. It was just a name that was slapped on them probably 3 or 4 years after this band broke up. So we're going to continue with Herman First Herd, which was in existence from 44 to 46 before Woody disbanded. And this is a real nice swinger that was cut on the Columbia label in September of 46 called Sidewalks of Cuba. That was the wild and crazy version of Sidewalks of Cuba by the Herman Band in 1946, and had some high note trumpet work there either by Sonny Berman or Pete Condoli.
We were lucky because when talking about the dance halls where the big bands came out, they were huge buildings, and you could just dance, not slow dance, but jitterbug or whatever you're going to do. I'm going to play a big band sound in the last cut. I'm going to play from Jazz at the 19th Hole. It's Rob McConnell, and again, I don't have any liner notes that would indicate who's playing in the orchestra with him. The name of the tune is Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Thank you. Rob McConnell doing Things Ain't What They Used to Be. And I don't know who was playing the guitar, but I thought that he did some fine guitar work on that.
He was a swinger. We're going to continue with our salute to the Herman Herds. I'll do one more track by the First Herd. This is cut on Columbia in December of 47. And this is a classic composition written by Jimmy Giuffre, one of our favorite composers, arrangers, and tenor saxman himself, called Four Brothers. And it's an innovative sax section for that time, and it became a hallmark of the Herman Band, where he had three tenor sax and one baritone sax. And the Four Brothers were Zoot Sims, Stan Getz, Herbie Stewart, Serge Charloff, and baritone sax. Later, Al Cohn came along and took Herbie Stewart's place. Let's listen to Four Brothers. Classic composition laid down by Jimmy Giuffre called Four Brothers. There was all kinds of sequels to that, Four Others, Four Mothers. They went on and on with variations on that tune. But that was that great sax section with, man, they all went on to be stars in their own right. Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Herbie Stewart on sax, Serge Charloff on baritone sax, later replaced, and Herbie was later replaced by Al Cohn.
A lot of people in the sax section of the West Coast sound were multi-talented. They could play the alto, soprano, baritone sax, tenor sax, clarinet, flute. So I would think someone like I was trying to think of who, Jimmy Giuffre, he played tenor sax on this, but he, to my way of thinking, was the best flute or a clarinet player I've ever heard. I'm going to play one more. I told you I was done with the jazz at the 19th hole, but I was wrong. I'm going to play one more. It's called the theme from Mission Impossible, and it features brother Jack McDuff. And if you folks remember the TV series Mission Impossible, everything was kind of very subtle. But when the movie version came out with Tom Cruise, it was about as subtle as a nuclear bomb. So let's listen to Jack McDuff play the theme from Mission Impossible.
Thank you.
for Mission Impossible featuring Jack McDuff.
I'm going to do a few things from Woody Herman's second herd. Woody disbanded in 46 and went to L.A. Just laid out for a while, and in the fall of 47 he started to get antsy again, so he reformed another band, which later became known as the Second Herd, or the Four Brothers Band, because it again had Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, Herbie Stewart on tenor sax, later Al Cohn on tenor sax, Sir Herb Charloff on baritone sax, and this was a dynamite band, but they were such a bunch of wild and crazy young guys in the band, it was really hard to keep them under control, so it wore Woody out, and he had to disband in 49. But some of the personnel in that band was included Red Rodney and Shorty Rogers on trumpets, Bill Harris on trombone, the sax section I mentioned previously, Lou Levy on piano, and Terry Gibbs on vibes. So it was quite a wild and woolly organization. The first track I'm going to play, however, is a ballad, because this is the tune that put Stan Getz on the map forever. The great tenor sound of playing Ralph Burns' classic composition, Early Autumn. Herman's second herd was Stan Getz playing Early Autumn.
I want to finish out the first half of this Feeling of Jazz tonight, so stay tuned for the second half. I'm going to play a Cal Jader quartet with him on vibes, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Gene Wright on bass, and Al Torrey drums doing I've Never Been in Love Before.